A nonprofit that works to advance film and TV production in Pittsburgh went through big changes last year. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on how the Steel Town Entertainment Project is finding its feet.
It's a Wednesday afternoon, and the offices of Steel Town Entertainment Project are buzzing. The nonprofit, based on the South Side, is holding three after-school filmmaking classes for about 20 teenage students. In one room, instructors and students in the Real Teens program sit at computer monitors, editing their final projects.
Do you think we need to cut back to the close-up after then?
That's teaching artist Jeremy St. Haler. He's working with Mount Lebanon High School senior Robert Starzinski.
Here, try without the close-up. I don't think we necessarily do. I think we should cut before he, inhales again.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Nearby, youths on the teen film crew are completing their latest project. And in a third room, instructor Meg Kolick tells another group of youths how she stays organized as a producer and assistant director on indie film projects.
So I have these all labeled here. I have my schedule, my script, a lighting setup, a storyboard, contact list, miscellaneous release forms.
The students come from local high schools. The more advanced students are even paid for their work.
They come after school 3 days a week and 4 days a week in the summer.
That's Steeltown CEO Wendy Bertner-Owens.
And those kids are really professionally producing content.
While most of Steeltown's focus is on education, the group also supports local filmmakers and film workers with networking events, job referrals, and fundraising help, she says. Steeltown was founded in 2003 to leverage Pittsburgh's Hollywood connections to foster movie and TV projects here. Co-founders included screenwriter and television producer Carl Kurlander, a Pittsburgh native best known for the 1985 film St. Elmo's Fire and sitcom Saved by the Bell, The New Class. With Kurlander as CEO, Steeltown split its time between nurturing local film talent and assembling production deals. Its key early success was R.L. Stine's The Haunting Hour, a 2007 adaptation of the book by the Goosebumps children's author. And in 2014, Steeltown worked with noted Hollywood producer Chris Moore on The Chair, a reality TV series about two young filmmakers. But problems were brewing. Steeltown's film projects were not making money, and the foundation grants the group relied on weren't enough to close the gap.
The old model wasn't sustainable, and we were on very shaky financial ground.
Jim Rogal is Steeltown's board chair.
So we started to realize that, well, if we're really going to focus on Western Pennsylvania production, we need to help develop that workforce because it's not there.
In late 2017 came salary cuts and layoffs, with more layoffs in early 2018. Then last June, after leading Steeltown for 15 years, Kurlander resigned. Accounts of his departure, however, vary. Several former Steeltown employees tell WESA that Kurlander was verbally abusive to staff and kept pursuing production deals even after it seemed clear to many that was hurting the organization financially. Four former employees WESA spoke with did not wish to be named, but another ex-staffer backs up their story. Brett Wormsley was a Steeltown production manager and later director of youth media. He says that he admires much of Kurlander's work and was never himself a target of abuse, but he adds,
there was a lot of yelling and I guess you could say kind of verbal abuse.
In May 2018, several employees sent a letter to the board complaining about Kurlander. They believe that's what resulted in his departure just a week or so later. Kurlander has taught film at the University of Pittsburgh since 2001. WESA contacted Kurlander for comment, and in an email exchange, he acknowledged that at Steeltown, he, quote, might have come off as abrasive. But he says he was aware Steeltown's path was unsustainable and says he left of his own accord to pursue other projects. Board Chair Rogal acknowledges that staffers complained about Kurlander, but he seconds Kurlander's version of events. Kurlander has been gone from Steeltown for a year, but the group he co-founded lives on. Caio Gomez is a student at UPrep, learning skills on the group's teen film crew.
What I like the most is editing, because that's one of the things that I actually do in my school and one of the things that pushed me into filmmaking. And I also like being able to tell a story and write it. That's what I think is most exciting.
I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.